the service over to our brother Ernie Kensley.
Good evening. Our theme text for the past week has been Psalms 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. While we've been sitting in this auditorium learning many lessons along the lines of this text, a very important part of our convention body, the young people, have been in some adjoining rooms learning portions of that same joyful sound. And this evening they would like to share with us some of what they've learned. Some of it will be in scripture reading. Most of it will be hymns of praise to our Heavenly Father. But they have also been learning the joyful sound, and they want to take this opportunity to praise their Heavenly Father, express their love to Him, and their rejoicing because they know the joyful sound. The first group that will come forward will be the 5 to 7 age group, and they will share to us what they have learned of that joyful sound.
Before we begin, I just wanted to tell you that... Is it on? Okay, it's on. As we told you this morning, that 3 to 7-year-olds have been learning some lessons from Proverbs this week. And before they start singing, we'd like them to share some of the verses that they have learned with you.
Say anything that isn't true are nothing but lies and misleading words.
Being wise is better than being strong. Yes, knowledge is more important than strength.
God keeps every promise he makes. He is like a shield for all who seek his protection.
You do yourself a favor. If you are cruel, you will only hurt yourself.
The Lord hates cheating and delights in honesty. Proverbs 11:1.
The Lord delights in kind words. Proverbs 16:26.
Please always share the love. What are brothers for if not to share trouble?
A wise man restrains his anger.
Joy-filled heart that are planning for good. Proverbs 12:20.
The Lord delights in the prayers of all his people. Proverbs 15:8.
God esteems the people of promise.
A wise man who stands to think.
Bye.
precious. They learned a lot about the joyful sound in just 5 days, didn't they? The next group that will come up will be the 8 to 12 group, and they will share with us what they learned about that message, that joyful sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a truly wonderful program. If Mark Nemish, Brother Mark Nemish, is he here? If he is, could we have him come down front, please? A wonderful day of convention. It's been a wonderful way to end our day, singing praises unto our loving Heavenly Father. How much we appreciate all His gifts towards us. We will meet here tomorrow morning. Brother Mike Balko will be your chairman tomorrow. And we will close this day of convention with the reading of the songs tonight, Kensley.
Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, in whom we move and live and have our being, hallowed be thy most holy and precious name. Your Father, as a little group of thy children, we humbly and reverently and rejoice to come to thy presence to praise thy holy name. We're so thankful, dear Father, for the joyful sound that thou hast touched our hearts and minds and revealed thy sound unto us, that we might rejoice in the knowledge of thy wonderful plans and purposes, especially thy glorious character and the gift of thy only begotten Son, through whom we are able to come unto thee and call thee our Father. We're so thankful, dear Father, for the privilege that thou hast called us to depart from the world into the marvelous light, and for the privilege we've had these past 5 days to draw apart from the world and to sit at the feet of our Lord and learn of Him. Certainly thou hast touched our hearts and minds, and thy Spirit has filled our hearts. And our desire, dear Father, that this might continue in its process of sanctifying thy word and thy will in our lives and drawing us nigh unto thee. Thank thee for this day of convention. We thank thee especially for this Vesper service and for the touching of the hearts of our young people, dear Father, that they also might know that joyful sound, that it might bring hope and comfort to them and draw them nigh unto thee. Forgive us for our many weaknesses and sins, dear Father, for we know we fall short of serving thee acceptably. We ask thy Spirit that we go with us now as we part, and be with us so that we might gather again on the morrow and sit once more at thy feet to learn of thee. For the blessing upon all thy children the world over, wherever they may be, comfort them, strengthen them, and sustain them as thou seest their needs in accordance with thy will for them and for their eternal welfare. Now we commit the remainder of this day into thy care and keeping, giving thee all the praise and all the thanks in our Lord's most precious name. Amen.